At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep your eyes fixed on the prize. I keep that you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, that you run your race, and you help out plenty of people along your journey, along your path forevermore. Amen. And run your race, people. Stay on that narrow path. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Most definitely touch and agree, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the evening and through the night. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son, and just guiding us, protecting us. Amen. So much going on all four corners of the earth in spiritual warfare. The Lord is still with us, people. Amen. So let's be more grateful and appreciative of that. Hallelujah. Yes, more praising, less complaining. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, welcome everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all right? Let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord forevermore, most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together, call on his name, praise the Lord, sing a new song, unity, love, steadfastness, gladness of heart, joyful, merry-hearted, everything, most definitely. Rejoice, always rejoice. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He's come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless. All right. So with the washing of the word, let's do right, stay obedient, and walk by faith and not by sight forevermore. Hallelujah. Endure to the end and you shall be saved, just as the Messiah said. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. So I hope that you all had a blessed week, a blessed weekend. You know, blessed Sabbath, Rosh Hashanah, all of that. Amen. New moon, new season, new month. So new things, people, new seasons. All right. So a good time around this time period, you know, good time around this year, good weather, so forth and so forth. All right. So take it one day at a time, people. All right. If you're going through a lot right now, just take it one day at a time. Hallelujah. And just trust on him. Okay. So in today's message, we're going to go through this church note from Jen DeLeon. Shout out to Jen DeLeon. I love her church notes. I love sharing it with you all. So we'll go through this church note. Then we'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out with prayers. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. So here we go. The title of this church note is The Crisis of Next. Stop worrying about what's next. The Crisis of Next. Let us go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. Again, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. David at Adullam and Mizpah. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him. All right, let's continue with this church note. It is possible to be anointed and not feel anointed. It is possible to have something so amazing in front of you and not know how to get to it. Sometimes now obscures next, and we don't know what tomorrow will bring. We can sense in our spirit that where we are is not all that God has for us. We are more focused in trouble. Most of what I've learned about God that is worth repeating. I have not learned on the mountaintops, but in the valley of despair and agony. How does our faith show up in the crisis? Be anxious for nothing. The presence of doubt doesn't diminish the presence of doubt. People cannot make you what you are not. A degree doesn't make you a teacher. A ring doesn't make you a wife, husband. What do you do when your life doesn't look like who you are? Have you ever had your promise and problem playing at the same time in the backyard? Everyone has someone in their family that you're related to, but you're not kin to. You can only run so long. Sometimes you got to go crazy before you get out of it. Don't think that just because we're anointed, we won't flip on you. Don't make me show you why I was anointed in the first place. Have you ever had to go crazy because someone was trying to dominate, control, intimidate, isolate, destroy, curse you, humiliate you, degrade, and you have been nice as much as you knew how to be nice, and finally it gets to a point where you say, that ain't working, I'm going to have to turn to someone I don't even like to make you understand. It's one thing to leave, it's another to escape. If we kept on the path we were on, we would have been destroyed, but we escaped. When you got to escape, you got to escape. Sometimes the people you want to help the most seek to destroy you. God doesn't define success by public approval. I am a good person even if you don't like me. I do have worth even if you don't recognize it. Your reaction doesn't determine my identity. If it's in you, it's in you. Is anointing enough? All education doesn't come in institutions. Some education comes through experience, and you could be anointed to be something but haven't earned the experience to be established at the level you're in. When your anointing is powerful, your apprenticeship will be painful because God won't give that kind of power and not balance it with that kind of pain. The greater the pain, the greater the power. You will understand who you are by who hates you. New levels bring new devils. When you get to another level, you got another level of devil to fight. The crisis is not the current because I have survived this present danger. You can't have refuge in a place that's not safe. Adullam is finding out who you are without them. It's a place that God puts you in of self-discovery, where you learn to appreciate who you are apart from all the people that you thought were going to go with you. Adullam is where you come out of your coma and you come to yourself. Adullam, you get you back and find out you are enough. Adullam is where God puts you in a place that you never thought you could get to in all the world, and a new normal emerges in your life. God didn't let you get the kingdom the way you thought you were going to get the kingdom because you weren't ready yet. If God had given you the kingdom the way you thought you were going to get the kingdom, you would have praised the kingdom. But God put you Adullam, so when you get the kingdom, you will praise the God of the kingdom because you will understand that had it not been for the Lord that was on your side, I would have been swallowed up. Whatever you're worried about in your family, I'm going to turn it around. If you would just be still, they're going to come to you when you have grown enough that he can trust you to bring them. I got to give you a layover because you're not ready to land yet. I got to give you a layover so you can get your head together. So when I start pulling your life together, you will be healed enough to receive the people who rejected you. Right now, you're in a state of rejection and you have anger and hostility about how they treated you. But I had to take you to a worse enemy so you could deal with a lesser enemy. Open up your crave. They're coming back. What comes to you will always be a reflection of where you are. You will always attract what you are. Distress, depth, and discontentment all recognized him because they could relate to him. You don't have to go after what's next. What's next is coming to you. Now that you've come to yourself, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to work it out. Stop trying to make it happen. God says, whatever is yours, I'm going to send it to you. Whatever I got for you is going to come right to you. You ain't going to have to fight for it. You ain't going to have to prove nothing for it. You just have to stand there and they will find you in your cave. God used the worst stuff to bring out the best results. It's not going to be about cash. It's going to be about connectivity, because all the things you have been through, they know you can relate to them. They're going to come to you and make them your leader. You have earned the right to lead by the things you suffered. God says, make sure that they get that I'm drawing them now. They're coming over the rocks. They're coming over the hills. God is going to stand up for you. You don't have to fight the battle. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to God. Discontentment, these are the people who suspect that there is something greater in them. Discontent is a sign from your spirit that where you are is not where you're going to be. Everything that God got for me, he is going to bring to me. Your next is coming. The devil can't stop it from coming. What God has for you is for you. Your discontentment has been placed inside of you to keep you from settling to be less than what you are created to be. God said you're not going to have to make it happen. You're going to get get, you're going to get to watch it happen. It's coming in your direction and it's coming soon, 400 times above everything that you ever went through. Amen. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Let's praise the Lord. Yes, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings. Amen. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my good fortress, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my refuge, hallelujah, he is the consuming fire, the sustaining, the sufficient one, yes, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahayashai, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, most definitely, y'all, he is the God of heaven and earth. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the father of lights. Yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is the true living waters. He is the true word. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword in the book of Hebrews. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all, most definitely. Much love to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, y'all, all together, most definitely. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes, in the authority, in the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new seasons. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, I pray to God that whoever listens, much I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High, that the Lord turn it around for you. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, as we close out, let us end with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all, praying for you all, okay? So that's the word for today, Jen De Leon's church note, okay? That is the word. Stop worrying about what's next, amen? Take it one day at a time. Love you all, praying for you all. Stay strong, people. Prayers, prayers up, blessings, miracle signs, wonders, love. Thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.